Good morning, boys and girls. You can call me Mrs. Gray. Good morning, church family.
Good morning.
There we go. That's how you do it. All right. Can I have you kids come over on this side? For two selfish reasons. One, when I'm out there, I never get to see your cute faces because you're tucked away. So I think they want to see your cute faces. Come over here. Come on this side. And then I want you to get an up-close look at what I have for you. But don't touch the table. You're still going to sit. I know. And I brought my special assistant, my son Tyler. Okay. So I have a question for you. By a show of hands, how many of you like to think of yourself as a creator, an artist? You can make things out of clay, out of paint. Yes? Lots of artists in this church. Oh, he has a Lego. I like to think of myself as an artist. I can create a few things. And today I'm going to create something that might sound familiar to you. So let's see. Just tell me, you can, if this starts to sound familiar and something goes, aha, I know where she's going with this, you can raise your hand, right? Okay, let's see. Do you, how many of you know what God created on day one? Reagan.
Day and night.
Day and night. So he created light, right? Watch this. This is going to amaze you. Ready? Ta-da! I've just created light. I know. That's pretty amazing, right? I just created light. Okay. It's light. Okay, day two, God did the skies and the cloud and the atmosphere. And look what I have. Tyler, can you hold the bag for me open? Now, I need you to use your imagination, okay, ready? Look, clouds. I made clouds, didn't I? They just look like cotton balls, but really, they're clouds. No? Okay, day three, this is... Ready, prepare yourselves. Here we go. Plants and land. Ta-da! I just created a plant. Did you see that? I just went, there it is. Where am I going with this, Maddie?
I think you're gonna make a house.
Oh, you think I'm making a house? Let's see. Okay, the creation story. Good. Day four, sun, moon, and stars. Are you ready? This is good. I'm really good. Ta-da! I created a moon. And watch this. Moon, turn on. Click! Did you see that? I just made the light turn on. You guys can't see that, but the light's on. How good am I? Am I really good? I just made the moon. A flat moon. Okay, day five. Birds and fish. Okay, Tyler, let me borrow his fish. Oh, hold on. Watch this. Water. I created water, too. We're going to pour our water in. And watch my fish. Go ahead, Tyler. Put my fish in. There he goes. Do you see my fish? It doesn't matter that it looks like a robot. It's still a fish. Right? No. It's still a fish. No, we're not going to turn it on. Okay. Let's see. Day six. Oh, don't touch. Land animals. Look, I just made a little husky. Do you like my husky? Here's the best part. Watch this. Tyler, can I have this? What creation did God do on day six that was super duper wonderfully special? Tell me. Well, he's creating the world in all these days. But something that might look familiar as you look at each other. What?
People.
He made man. Watch this. Go ahead, Tyler. Tyler has legs. He has the body. He has a head. And he's even dressing him with a helmet for protection. We just made a man. Did I just make a man? I made a man. Yes, I did. Or Tyler did. Oh, and day seven, my favorite day. Hold on. I brought my pillow because what am I going to do? Oh, I'm going to rest. It's Sabbath nap time, my favorite day. I'm gonna rest. Okay, so did I really make these things? No, I was being silly. I cannot create these things. I can't even create the things that create these things, can I? But who can do that? Who can create? Tell me. God. Is he the ultimate creator? And are we his ultimate masterpiece?
Yes.
Yes, we sure are. So when you look outside today, you see the trees, and we had some gorgeous rain last night. And even when you see all our wonderful church family, you can look at everybody, and you know that everything that we see is a masterpiece of God, isn't it? Yes, amen. So I want you to, we're going to collect some money for our lamb's offering. And when you look at these beautiful faces out here, what are you going to say when they hand you their money? Thank you. You make sure you look them in the eyes and you say, thank you. And they're going to pull out their 20s and their 10s and their 5s. You watch. And when they do that, you can give them a high five too and say, thank you. That's how it's done. Yeah? All right, kiddos. You can go ahead and collect your baskets and thank you.